This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira thumma ma ba'd. How are you guys doing so far? You're good, alhamdulillah. Allahumma laka alhamd. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, bless your gathering, ya rabbil alameen. We just came from our neighboring city, Koppel, at Islamic Center of Koppel. They had their fundraising, mashallah, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. They did very well, fadlahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. And our fundraising, inshallah, for our project, inshallah, is coming up when, ya jama'ah?
Friday.
When?
Friday.
Are you going to be here?
Yeah.
What happened? No, seriously, you guys are going to be here, inshallah, ta'ala.
Yeah.
This is your opportunity, this is your future, our family's future, inshallah, ta'ala. And we're looking forward to see the growth in our community, inshallah, with our own eyes, binillahi azza wa jalla. May Allah bless you all, ya Rabbil Alameen. What I want to talk to you about today, inshallah, related to the Quran. Alhamdulillah, we've been talking about how the Quran is a source of life. The Quran is nur, the Quran is light, it's ruh, it's soul, it's life, it's guidance, it's shifa and healing. But there is something happens to the Quran, or at least in our relationship with the Quran throughout the year. Now, I want to ask myself and ask each and one of us here right now. How many of us can say that we dedicate more time for the Quran or with the Quran outside of the month of Ramadan? Like, I really dedicate more time in my day for the Quran outside of Ramadan. How many of us can claim that? So it's easier outside of Ramadan. But if you look at the ratio, we're maybe, I don't know, 1%, less than 1%. But the rest of us, we dedicate more time for the Quran in Ramadan. Why is that? Why? Because you're hungry, right? No, because you realize this is the month of the Quran. So the incentive is there, the ambience is there, the feeling is there, the energy is there. So alhamdulillah, it's easy for us to dedicate more time for the Quran. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran about us. And the Prophet says, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. The messenger calling upon his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا رَبِّ, my Lord, إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا, my people have abandoned this Quran. Deserted their Quran. Now, maybe he was talking about the people of Mecca, right? But the ayah is still there in the Quran as a reminder for us not to fall in what the people of Mecca has done with the Book of Allah Azza wa Jalla. If you believe that the Quran is a source of life, it's a source of light, it's healing, it's guidance, then why we dedicate less time for the Quran after the month of Ramadan? Shouldn't it be the opposite? Meaning the Quran, Ramadan is supposed to be just a booster. It's going to be a booster for me. And if I've dedicated, alhamdulillah, half an hour of the Quran today in Ramadan, then after Ramadan I need to make them 45 minutes, if not even an hour or more or less. If I've done it every single day, I'm going to do it, inshallah ta'ala, maybe twice a day, holding the Quran. There are many ways how people desert the Quran and abandon the Quran. Al-Hajr is basically when you kind of like turn your back to somebody, you abandon them, you boycott them, there's no connection, no communication with them at all. That's what we call Hajr. You abandon them completely. You boycott them. You're giving that silent treatment altogether. Many of us, subconsciously, without even knowing that, that's what we're doing with the Quran. So how do people really, really boycott the Quran or abandon the Quran? Different ways. So one way is abandoning the qira'ah altogether. Like once Ramadan is over, what do we do with the Qur'an, with the mushaf that we have? If you still have the old school masahif, yani. So what do you do with that? You put it back again on that beautiful, mashallah, behind the glass windows, or put it, mashallah, on that fancy chair that you paid maybe $100 for, alhamdulillah, and you put it there for decoration. And you take a picture and it says, alhamdulillah, Ramadan is over, right? We don't go and read the Quran anymore. That's called abandonment. Now there's a desert in the recitation of the Quran. Some of us, no, alhamdulillah, I still read the Quran. But what am I don't have time for? Studying the Quran. Studying the Quran. I don't have time right now, like I did in Ramadan, hold a page or one ayah and reflect on it, or look for the meaning of it, look for the tafsir, or even ask the sheikh about the meaning of it. I don't have time for this anymore. We abandon the Quran in this way. Some of us stop listening to the Quran. In Ramadan, mashallah, the Quran is on TV screen. You put it on, always having, mashallah, Quran Kareem channel from Mecca, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. It's all playing, alhamdulillah, around the clock. In the car, listen to the Quran. Use your YouTube, mashallah, for the Quran this time, right? Or, you know, your whatever app that you use for that. But then once Ramadan is over, we go back again to listen to other stuff. I don't want to mention what, but other stuff that we're not supposed to be listening to. So we're abandoning listening to the Quran. And then sometimes not just that. Maybe I am listening to the Quran. But what am I missing from listening to the Quran? Al-insat, which means to pay attention to that listening. Yes, I'm listening to the Quran. But am I really paying attention? Meaning, am I heeding the reminder? Am I trying to truly hear the words of the Quran as I should be? Maybe I'm not going to be doing that anymore. That's another way of abandoning the Quran as well too. There are so many ways that the Quran will be abandoned. Which is why the Prophet ﷺ, or the Prophet said in the ayah, وَقَالَ رَسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. They've abandoned the Quran. Some of us will abandon the Quran by what? Stop listening to it in salah, tahajjud, and stop using it for prayers. Like, how many of us after Ramadan is over will dedicate that many nights every week for tahajjud? For those who do so, may Allah bless them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. For those who don't, that's a form of abandonment of the Quran. Now, I'm not saying that everything that we do is astaghfirullah is going to lead us to Jahannam, a'udhu billah, but definitely, it's a risky behavior right now when we have less and less attachment to the Quran, knowing that the Quran is a soul, the Quran is light, the Quran is healing, the Quran is guidance. You need all these things throughout your life, not just in Ramadan. And if you are not going to be attached to the Quran the way you are in the month of Ramadan, you are abandoning the Quran one way or another. Now, a'udhu billah. Some of us, or astaghfirullah, not us, not from us, but some people will abandon the Quran altogether. What does that mean? Denying it even. Denying the Quran completely. They were born in Islam. They probably even memorized the Quran. And they have, alhamdulillah, they had once at some level of attachment to the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, but they come to certain point in life where they abandon the Quran altogether. This is not new. It happened before. And happened with many, many people, subhanAllah. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ says, look, be careful. Don't think that your Jannah is granted for you. No, it's not. He says, وَإِنَّ رَجُلْ لَيَعْمَلْ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Some people will be doing the acts of people of Jannah. حَتَّى مَا يَكُنْ بَيْنَهُ بَيْنَهَا إِلَّا ذِرَاعٌ. Until there is just barely a span of a hand, like 1 foot away from Jannah, فَيَسْبِقُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابُ. Unfortunately, They kind of like turn their back again. They flip. The switch that flipped completely. And now they abandon their faith. And they will do the acts of the people of Jahannam and they end up in Jahannam. I don't want anyone in this place to end up in this situation. May Allah protect us from say Rabbil Alameen. But the chances for people to abandon the Quran or lead them to that course of action is high. So therefore, I need to make a commitment. I need us to make a commitment with ourselves. Now, I don't know. Each and every one of us, a jama'ah, have a different level of commitment with the Quran. So we started at the beginning of Ramadan saying, look, we are all on different journeys. You are on your own journey with the Quran. I'm not at the same level of the person sitting next to me. I'm not. They are, mashallah, more advanced. Maybe they're less. I don't know. But I'm on my own journey. What I need to do, I need right now to focus on connecting with the Quran in my own way, at my own pace. Before we leave this night, inshallah, I want you to make that commitment to yourself. How do you want to continue connecting with the Quran? What is the best way you believe, based on your schedule, based on your load of work at, you know, in your life, your family life, whatever that is, what is it? What kind of attachment to the Quran is best for you on that journey until the next Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala? Please do it. Some of us might say, you know what? I'm going to focus on learning to improve my recitation of the Quran. Do that. Some of us might say, well, for me, I would like to continue to understand one page a day, or one page a week even. But in whichever capacity, focus on connecting with the Quran, with salat, with tahajjud, with ibadah, whatever that is. Do not leave tonight. Do not leave the masjid before you make that commitment with yourself, inshallah, with Allah Azza wa Jal, that my attachment, my connection with the Quran after Ramadan is going to be in this way, inshallah ta'ala, and I will continue until the next Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us connected to the Quran, ya Rabbil Alameen. I ask Allah to help us connect our heart to the Quran, ya Rabbil Alameen. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the Quran the life and the light and the shifa and the guidance to our hearts, ya Rabbil Alameen. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us some of those who listen to the speech and follow the best of it. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us that which is right and make it easy for us to follow it, and that which is wrong and stay away from it, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our brothers and sisters in Gaza, ya Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their protection. We ask Allah azza wa jalla to accept their shuhada. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to heal the wounded, to give shifa and cure to the sick, ya Rabbil Alameen. Those who are absent, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the safe return, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the living to keep them safe, ya Allah, ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask you to restore their faith in their hearts, ya Allah. Give them peace and tranquility in their life in this dunya, ya Rabbil Alameen, ya Allah. And reward them, Jannatul Firdaws al-A'la, in the akhirah, ya Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.